This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Hawkeye Steel has moved to its new office and showroom. Come out and visit them at 711 Hawkeye Avenue in White City. In addition to their steel inventory and metal building panels and component, they now stock a variety of metal-related goods, such as metal shelving, air compressors, nuts and bolts, etc. Ornamental iron components for the do-it-yourselfer, or they can quote you fabricated units. Hawkeye Steel also carries a variety of welding supplies. New items arrive daily. Get to Hawkeye Steel today. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 686 and 3 quarter, down a penny. September wheat trading at 659, down a penny. July corn now trading at 644 and a quarter, up 2 and 3 quarter. September corn trading at 555 and 3 quarter, up 2. July soybeans now trading at 1437 and a half, up a dime. August beans trading at 1363 and 3 quarter, up 9 and 3 quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 687 and 3 quarter, down 6. September wheat ended at 696, down 6 and a quarter. December wheat ended at 713, down 5 and a half. July corn yesterday ended the day at 641 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. September corn 553 and 3 quarter, down 9 and 3 quarter. December corn ended at 524, down 7 and 3 quarter. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1427 and a half, up 14 and 3 quarter. August beans ended at 1354, up 12. And September beans ended at 1271 and a half, up 9. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 414.90, up 44. August meal, 391.70, up 38. September meal ended at $366, up 33. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 49.52, up 17. August oil, 49.30, up 17. September oil, 49.09, up 19. July oats yesterday ended at 377 and 3 quarter, down 1 and 3 quarter. September oats, 369 and a half, down 3 quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Thursday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat lower. Soybean futures were supported by a threatened strike by South American dock workers, and beneficial moisture in the other world wheat-producing areas helped to push wheat prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 12 lower at 668 to 686. Soybeans were up 9 to 12 cents at 1495 to 1505. In central Illinois, Kentucky Grain Dealers quoted those shell corn bids 9 to 11 lower at 668 to 678, and soybeans gained 14 to 16 cents at 1515 to 1529. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 9 to 10 cents at 651 to 687. Soybeans were up 10 to 15 cents at 1510 to 1524, and wheat prices down 6 at 668 to 696. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 12 to 15 cents at 1539 to 1562. Basis ended steady to 3 cents lower, range from 112 to 135 over July. iPro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $4.40 to $5.40 a ton, to range from $4.54.90 to $4.60.90. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 8 to 9 cents at 689 to 696, with basis steady to 1 cent stronger at 48 to 55 over July. Illinois river barge running elevators, they quoted their producer corn bids mostly 9 cents lower at 691 to 696. Basis ended steady to 9 cents better, range from 50 to 55 over July. Soybeans were up 15 cents at 1532 to 1539, with basis ending steady, ranging from 105 to 112 over July. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery dropped 6 cents at 678 to 681. Basis ended steady, ranging from 10 to 7 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents lower at 686 to 687. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 24 cents, with quotations at 1547 to 1548. Soft red winter wheat down 6 at 712 to 713. And Milo ended 9 cents lower for the day at 652 to 653. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 490 up to 504. New soybean bids at 1179 to 1188. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 490 up to 506. New crop soybean bids 1186 to 1203. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 490 up to 509. New crop soybean bids 1188 to 1207, and the new wheat bids for southern Illinois, those bids range from 658 up to 658 to 685. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 92.87, up 95. July hogs 92.55, up 70. August hogs 90.90, up 40. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 119.90, down a dime. August cattle 119.72, down 12. October cattle 122.87, down a nickel. May feeder cattle yesterday 135.02, down a nickel. August feeders 145.12, down 17. September feeders 147.40, down 12. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 22 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 85.47 up to 96, with a weighted average carcass price of 90.63. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded a dollar higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 45 to 48. The 4 to 5 weights 47 to 53, and the 5 to 550 weights at 53 to 57, and 550 and up 58 to 59. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from $61 up to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,587 head. And from the Greenville Livestock Auction Report for May 15th, they had receipts of 297 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 124 to 125.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 113 to 119. Choice slaughter heifers, 124 to 126.50. And on to the slaughter cows, starting with the breakers. They were 90 to 90.50. Boners were 81.50 to 86. Leans were 70 to 76.50. And feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 4 to 5 weights, were bringing 82.50. Feeder bulls, large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 141 to 160. 5 to 6 weights, 127 to 136. And the 6 to 7 weights, 119 to 126. Now moving on to the walnut livestock sales opening report for May 16th. They had receipts of 333 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded mostly steady. Slaughter Holstein steers had no comparison to last week. Choice slaughter steers, 125 to 130.50. Choice slaughter Holsteins, 110 to 117.25. And choice slaughter heifers, 124.75 to 128. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124 to 125.50. And on a dress basis, 196.50 to 198. Heifers on a live basis, however, were 124 to 126, and on a dress basis, 196.50 to 200. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 337 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $93.36, and that was $1.43 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $208.77. That was 82 cents higher, with the select carcasses at $192.71, and that was 4 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000, and that compared to 119,000 last week and 128,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 401,000, that compared to 412,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 160 up a half. For block cheese, 176 and a half up one. For barrel cheese, 175 and a quarter up 2 1/4. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday, 18.51, a penny above Wednesday's close. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, 677. For June, 682. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, 672. And for June, 674. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, 1523. For June, 1495. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 682. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, 677. Corn at Scottville, 672. Beans to Scottville or Greenfield, 1523. And wheat at Scottville, 682. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday. Right now, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies today. There is a 50-50 chance of showers. High temperatures today in the low 80s with light south winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower. Low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy. High temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower Sunday night through Tuesday. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 60 degrees on this Friday morning. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
What do you know? It's the big John Deere Green Tag event. It's Sloan's biggest deer season event of the year. It's tags on, dollars off. Like $800 off the Gator RSX850i. It's a whole new species of gator. The John Deere Green Tag event going on now. Offer ends 5/31/13. Visit any of Sloan's 17 Wisconsin and Illinois locations for details. Online at Sloan's.com or like us on Facebook. Powered up with
Sloan's. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team. On Wednesday, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. As the pace of corn planting picks up, he told us that nitrogen has become a concern.
We're getting a lot of questions about nitrogen loss. Every time we go into a wet spring like this, there's always some concern about how much nitrogen is lost. That which was applied last fall. Now, I was reading something from, I think, Iowa State University here recently, and we talked about how there's probably some excess nitrogen going into this, into the 2013 crop because of the lower yields in 2012. Now, Iowa State University is suggesting that we may have lost that amount of nitrogen going into the 2013 crop. So, you know, the question is, how much nitrogen did we lose during the winter and during this early spring with all the rain, and how much is left in the soil? Of course, our recommendation now is, you know, don't worry about that now. Just go ahead and get the corn planted since we are in the middle of May. Get the corn planted as soon as you possibly can. And then, you know, if you're really concerned about this, there are there is a soil test that can be done to determine how much nitrogen is in the soil. In other words, our M&M crop specialist can come out there and take some probings, and you got to go 12 inches deep for these probings. We can send that soil sample in and determine how much nitrogen is there, and if there is a shortage, we can come in with, you know, side dress or some other form of nitrogen and, you know, make up that amount which you feel may be lost. However, I personally feel like there's probably still ample nitrogen there. We have this concern all the time, but I think when it's all said and done, I think there's probably enough nitrogen there. I'm not sure we lost that excess nitrogen that Iowa State University is suggesting. I don't think we've lost that much. Obviously, we've lost some because of just the weather conditions. When nitrogen is put on in the ammonia farm, it transfers to the nitrate farm in the soil with the moisture and the temperature, and then that's the form of nitrogen that's lost. So we can determine how much nitrogen is still in the soil based upon these soil tests if you want to do that. And if you're interested, contact your M&M crop specialist, and he will be glad to come out and pull some soil samples to determine how much nitrogen is there left in the field.
The nitrogen that from last year, was it the hot, dry weather that it didn't, you just didn't lose it? There's still a lot there from last year?
Well, it's just kind of like your bank account. You know, you put so much nitrogen on, you take, you know, some crop off. And, of course, in 2012, we didn't take much crop off. You know, we didn't have much grain yield. So, in theory, there was some nitrogen left just because we had the low production last year. So that's where we're getting at. And granted, you know, I would agree there's probably some there carryover. We talk about, you know, we can calculate that, and then about 50% of that which is there, which is left over from the 2012 crop, would be available for the 2013 crop. So that's kind of how the calculation goes. So it's just like a bank account. You put so much in, you take so much out, and if you don't take very much out, you still have a lot left in your bank account. So that's, you know, that's the theory behind it.
That was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. During the summer of 2012, a swine influenza outbreak was identified in the United States. Dr. Lisa Becton, Pork Checkoff Director of Swine Health Information and Research, says that situation serves as a good year-round reminder for pork producers.
A lot of people think normally influenza may be in the fall when the seasons and temperatures change, but we know that influenza can exist in swine year-round. But again, why then? It's hard to say. But we do know we had identified that virus back as early as 2010 from our, you know, surveillance monitoring. But why it showed up there, it's just very hard to know.
Dr. Becton encourages pork producers to practice vital biosecurity measures to prevent influenza.
Again, that could really go for any disease. You know, it just whether just to make sure that you have the basic sanitation and hygiene and procedures, just to help secure the health of your pig regardless.
For more information, including that about biosecurity resources, go to www.pork.org. A key strategy of the United States Meat Export Federation is built upon strong partnerships with China's meat processors. Educating them on the quality and consistency of United States pork keeps the United States on top of the list of China's pork suppliers. And with more, we join Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation.
In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with USMEF Technical Services Manager Travis Arp, who recently conducted a series of educational seminars for three of China's largest pork processing companies.
The three companies we went to manufacture a variety of products. Kofco Meats is one of the largest hog producers in our vertically integrated pork processing facility. Sinier Food Holdings is a company that is the largest dumpling producer, so they utilize a lot of lower value trimmings to mass produce dumplings that are distributed around the country. And then Shinway Meats is the largest pork processor. I think they slaughter approximately 15 million hogs a year, primarily focused on producing sausage-type items.
ARP noted that these seminars are not only an excellent venue for showcasing the quality and consistency of U.S. pork, but also helps USMEF maintain strong working relationships with meat processing companies.
We gave them a good idea of the basic quality attributes of U.S. pork and then how that translates to producing high-quality further processed items. Probably the two points would, one, be the consistency of U.S. pork based on just the consistency of the hogs we produce and the genetics as well as the grain feeding, which makes that an optimal raw material. And then also in comparison to their domestically produced pork, we are producing a little heavier weight cuts, but at the same time are also at a higher lean point. When we can provide a good information exchange, not only on just the attributes of our pork, but also some of the technologies that U.S. processors are applying, how they can improve their facilities, improve their technology, then they're going to want to look to us for not only information, but also in the future using our raw materials.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
While warmer and drier weather in many areas of the Corn Belt early this week allowed farmers to get into the fields, an agricultural meteorologist says rainfall into the weekend will once again delay corn planting. Meteorologist Don Keeney says downpours of up to 3.5 inches are expected in the northwestern portions of the Midwest. He says the result will be 4 to 5 days of delays. It's expected farmers took advantage of the weather so far this week and made rapid planting progress. In fact, some observers believe seedlings could be half or 60% complete by the end of the week, while a big jump from the 28% of the intended corn acres planted as of Sunday, that's still a record slow pace. While the Senate is expected to begin consideration of the Farm Bill on Monday, Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says final votes might take place after Memorial Day. Harry Reid has announced his intention to move forward with the bill, but has also said he will move to immigration reform as soon as the Senate Judiciary Committee finishes markup on that bill, even if the Farm Bill is not finished. Senator Stabenow is not worried floor consideration of the Farm Bill will be interrupted. She is optimistic the Senate can finish the Farm Bill before the immigration bill is done. It doesn't hurt that the Senate Judiciary Chair, Patrick Leahy, is holding a number of hearings and is a member, as well, of the Agriculture Committee. Once again, as we close on this Friday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 686.5, down 1.25. September wheat trading at 6.94 3/4, down 1 1/4. July corn trading at 6.44, up 2 1/2. September corn trading at 5.55 3/4, up 2. July soybeans trading at 14.36, up 8 1/2. August beans trading at 13.62 1/4, up 8 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team.